Hello, my name is Alice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I am trying to get the vaccination. My site apparently has lost my info. I am clergy. I have health issues. I should have had it a while ago, but I had to have some surgeries. But nonetheless, where can I get the vaccination?
How old are you?
I am 47. I am a heart patient with diabetes. I'm also a pastor, minister, that I preside over several funerals or have that, you know, were COVID people for the funeral.
Okay. Your face don't open up until the 22nd, but you can go ahead and register for, like, the health department.
Well,
now
minister. Now, what I read, it said that ministers and clergy was one
for the new phase. For the new phase.
Okay, and by me being diabetic and a heart patient?
For the new phase. All that is in the new phase that will start on the 22nd of this month.
Okay, so what I'm saying is other ministers are getting the vaccination.
Their age.
They are my age and younger. The only reason why I haven't made any issue before then is because I had to have a new defibrillator implant redone, and I had to have COVID tests, and I couldn't get that's why they got theirs. But, well, as a matter of fact, two of the guys have had their second shot, and one of the guys is my age, and he has no health issues.
Did he go through a drive-thru?
He went to the county health department. That's all I can tell you. I don't know.
Okay, see, that can play a part because some counties are doing drive-thrus where you don't have to have any stipulations. Here we only sign you up.
It's not that. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I mean, you just told me you didn't know where he went.
I know where he went, but he had to, you know, tell him about where the funeral home that we work for. I know where he went. I just don't know the procedure where he went. I know that he did say he had to give his credentials or tell him where he worked or whatever because he questioned, they questioned about his age, and that was at the first shot. Now, I don't assume there was any issue with the second. He didn't mention that the drive-thru or what. He said he had to answer three questions, and he went on, and they went on and let him through.
Okay, so what I was saying, we only sign up for the health department. I have to give you another number. You can go ahead and pre-register you at that number.
So I still have to wait?
And you have to wait for that county that you live in to call you for the shot, and I can't tell you how long you have to wait. You might be a long wait. It might be a short wait. I don't have that information.
You say, what I'm asking is I have to wait for the phase you mentioned.
That would be totally up to the health department. They could easily get you in if someone, because they have so many to give out a day, you know. So if someone misses their appointment, they might call you up and say, hey, we have this vaccine ready for you in 15 minutes. Can you be here? You know,
it just depends.
So I can't tell you, you know, what would happen because things are going to change day by day.
Okay. Now, that makes sense. That makes sense. And you've probably been the only person that has been helpful in answering my question. So that makes sense. I thank you.
Okay. The number to call to pre-register is 855-566.
Hold on, let me get the number again. Okay, 855. Okay.
566.
Okay.
5333.
Okay.
And you'll just call. They'll ask you your, like, the county that you live in, and you provide them with that information, and they'll get you registered for that county health department, and then you just have to wait for a call back from that county.
Okay. 855-566-5333.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
You too. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye, man.
Bye.